1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Not everyone in Mesa County will be able to ditch their masks tomorrow. Grand Valley Transit says it'll continue federal guidance requiring masks on public transport. That order expires May 11th. Other public transport, including CDOT's Mustang, Greyhound Airlines, and others still mandating masks. School District 51 is making it clear masks are still required, even as Mesa County Public Health lifts the mask order. The district says the governor's statewide mask mandate still applies to schools in all counties. In a letter to parents and staff, Superintendent Diana Serco says the district will continue the current protocols for the rest of the school year, less than 3 weeks past the current May 2nd expiration date of the statewide mask order. A Montana conservation activist apparently is President Joe Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Land Management. Several newspapers reporting Tracy Stone Manning is being considered. According to the Missoulian newspaper, Stone Manning was a prominent critic of the previous leader of the agency under former President Trump. The Daily Sentinel says Manning was a vocal opponent of relocating the BLM headquarters to Grand Junction from Washington, D.C. Homeless people are trashing Glenwood Springs. City officials say it'll cost thousands to clean up the mess. According to the Post-Independent, the City Parks and Rec Commission estimates it'll cost $200,000 to clean up the mess left behind at 80 homeless encampments, which could be declared an environmental hazard. The National Junior College World Series is on for 2021. So is the tradition of live performances of the national anthem before each game. The tournament is May 29th through June 6th. Tryouts for the anthem are underway. Singers auditioning through the Alpine Bank JUCO World Series social media platforms and chosen singers performing live before each game. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.